Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Joe Biden and the Democrats are in big trouble. I've been telling you this for quite some time. I think you're starting to get the picture. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. TheKevinJacksonNetwork.com. I ask leftists all the time, point at something good that you can say Joe Biden did that is exclusively his. He set his course. He plotted out the strategy. He executed, and America's better for it. Somebody give me something. Oh, do we have better food? Give me this utopian atmosphere that we're supposed to be living in at this point. The guy who supposedly got 81 million people who loved him, who adored him, and I give you poll after poll that shows that Biden is losing his grip. The grip he never had, by the way. He's losing his grip. Nobody likes him. College kids, F Joe Biden. Black people are going, who is this Negro that's chasing Haitians on horses? Mexicans are going, what's up with the border, man? What's going on here? Asians, he's supposed to be protecting them, right? To stop Asian hate. I mean, where's all this love that Joe Biden was supposed to be spreading so we could all kumbaya? Yeah, exactly. It doesn't exist. A figment of their imagination, inasmuch as the same one that exists with Joe Biden's supposed win. He has got a massive problem that's brewing, and it all has to do with the very things that he thinks he's going to solve. He was going to solve the Wu flu crisis, right? The one that's made up, the one that's got fake numbers, the one that has panicked Americans, where we have spent probably approaching $7 trillion to get what? To get nothing. The economy hasn't grown. It's shrinking. You put almost... at one point, half of the money it took to run our economy, and you just print it and you put it out there, and you got nothing to show for it. A shrinking stock market, a shrinking job market. People don't want to work. You have a group of people that are like, you know what? I don't even want to work. It isn't that the jobs aren't there for the most part. They're like, nah, just forget it. They've already incentivized me not to work. What do you expect? Where do you think the productivity comes from? What? Look, people, our GDP is based on an amount of work that we believe we get out of each other. How does this economy come together? How do we come together as Americans and say, we believe in ourselves, so we're going to go out, make products, buy those products, and our consumer confidence is high. The supply chain can fulfill it. Right now, people can't even get stuff they want. I've been going to the grocery store looking for these same cookies for a month and a half. And you know what? I was at the lady at the store when the lady was putting stuff up. And I went, where are my cookies that I get? And she goes, I don't know, sir. She goes, they're just not coming in. Whoever bakes those cookies doesn't have the employees to bake them. I don't know what you're missing, but I promise you, if you're waiting on something, it's delayed. My staff, we were talking about doing a sticker, a funny little sticker that we're going to put out there for me being so-called the new Rush. And she said to me, we can't get these stickers for over a month. Something that generally is something we could get for days. Now, we could get it rushed and pay a lot more. And I was like, no, these are meant for our fans to give them away, to kind of tongue-in-cheek. So we have to make it cheap enough to where you want to get them, and you'll stick them out there. But she goes, we can't get a source that won't print these stickers for like less than a buck each. And I was like, what? I mean, I don't know what it is, but it's expensive. These things are supposed to be pennies. And it was like nickels and dimes. And I'm like, I ain't no rich man. Joe Biden has the Democrats panicked. Panicked. I don't know how many times I can run through the litany of things that this man has done with the border issues in Afghanistan and the economy in shambles. And the Wu flu handling, that's the thing that has people going, whoa, he is in big trouble. And so... how his forces go I mean, how his that's not the right word I'm looking for. His future is tied to the Democrats' future forces. Well, I'm not coming up with forces. Anyway, his future is tied to the Democrats' futures. And there's, I told you, they are scrambling. And they're pulling out all the stops. I saw a thing on TV the other day. The three-year-old found, was missing and was found. And I'm like, a three-year-old, a baby went missing and this is the TV. I mean, I get it. If I'm your parent and the three-year-old goes missing, I hope the news is covering it. But there were so many more things to be talked about. This was in local big news in a big market. And they're talking about a baby missing. I'm thinking a baby missing. How many people died from the Wu flu today? The Wu flu shot. Remember when you couldn't even turn on the TV before they told you how many people died, how many people were infected and all that? Nothing. You don't get it anymore, right? They don't want to tell you those numbers. And they're certainly never going to tell you the number of people who died. And there is a rumor, I'm going to talk about this. There's a rumor that a Delta pilot died. I'll talk about it next hour, covered in detail. But right now, I want to talk about Joe Biden. And this ruse that is coming to an end and how it's impacting the Democrats. You cannot cheat and say, hey, we want four more years of Joe Biden when the poll numbers from their own people, folks, this is not you and me. This is the Democrats polling themselves. And you know what they're saying? Nobody likes him. Nobody likes Kamala Harris. They're joking about Kamala Harris. They said, I forget what it was, but I saw at least three headlines saying, where is this chick? You would think, who could they beef up? And right now, supposedly the vice president, if you're going to torpedo Joe, you bring in the person that you think can sort of, you know, put a little salve on the wound. Where's Kamala Harris to ease everybody's pain and angst? Not even in the media. You have trouble finding this chick. She was supposed to be talking to the cartel about the cartel and the border situation the other day, and she went to a donut shop or something. They don't want media for Kamala Harris. They don't want media for Joe Biden, and they're doing everything they can right now to keep your mind off of what's happening, and it ain't working. That's what we're going to be talking about this hour. By the way, a mosque was bombed in Afghanistan. Did you guys hear about this? Something that never happened on Trump's watch happened in Afghanistan. Joe Biden got 100 people killed that you don't even know about because of this mosque bombing and the media not talking about it. If Trump had been in office, you'd know a lot more about it. Keep it here, folks. We got a heck of a show coming up.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Apparently they are now getting serious enough to where, with Biden's demise, that they're having to take a look at it and poll people. And understand this, Democrats are polling all the time. But they're not polling necessarily to find out what you think. They poll to set the narrative of what you should think. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to 844-551-8255 if you want to reach out. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Yeah, this focus group was held. Pennsylvania Democrats, one after another, articulated the issue vexing top White House aides. I'm reading this. Party operatives in Virginia and voters in Georgia. Why isn't President Joe Biden's diminished job rating rebounding? All nine participants from this session gave Biden C-minus grades or lower, and their answers circle back to a similar point. The pandemic and the many ways it continues to hinder normal life is souring their views of Biden. I give you Kevin Jackson. What did I tell you? Welcome back, everybody. What did I tell you? I said to you, people understand normal, and they'll even understand the, quote, new normal. But there is no new normal. The rules change every time Fauci the fraud opens his mouth. And you know what people are sick of? They're sick of watching these unelected bureaucrats setting the standard for our lives and acting as if they know it when we watch them flippity-floppity-flippity-floppity. And you know what else they don't like? They don't like having a demented leader. See, all this is coming back to haunt the Democrats where people are going, wait a minute, this guy's got dementia? He's putting a dude in charge of us who can't figure out what to do on any given in any given time? They're upset. And rightfully so. They want to go back to normal life. See, let me tell you, let's just think about normal life back in the day. You get up in the morning, you've got a plot of land. And you get up in the morning, and you've got to go hunt or gather. One or the other. And there are chores of life that have to happen. The kids need schooling. If you got, I mean, I'm talking about going back into the frontier days of America. The kids need schooling. The dogs need feeding. The animals need to be fed. The horses need to be tended to. The crops need to be harvested. And Papa has to go out and kill a squirrel or a possum every now and then so he can put food on the table. You got to get up. And you got to do the normal lives of things. Now, we no longer go out and hunt and scavenge like that. We go to the grocery store. And you know what happens? You go to the grocery store and all the things you want aren't necessarily there. But even if they are there, you're watching the prices go up, 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 up. You're going, wait a minute, what? I told you, it is the people, the least common denominator voter, the one that the Democrats think they have. They're going to the grocery store going, what the heck? They're getting in their cars if they have them and saying, what's up with this gasoline? They're going home and paying these electric bills and saying, what? And you know what? The Democrats are going, we need more global climate change money. You know, they're screaming for stuff that people are going, what are you talking about? The biggest existential threat is racism of white men. The biggest existential threat is global climate change. The biggest existential threat is white girl gone. The biggest existential threat is the Wu flu. And people are going, you know what? I don't have to think about any of that nonsense. I got a day-to-day life that I can't even figure out. And then Biden says, I'm going to complicate it. I'm going to make you get a shot. That's right. You're going to get a shot. And anybody wanting to do business with the government, you better get a shot. Anybody's got over 100 employees, I'm going to tax you to death. I'm going to penalize you. You're going to make your employees get a shot. And the employers are going, wait. Employees are like, what? What's this got to do with my normal day-to-day life? So every time you turn around, the Democrats are disrupting. And you know what? You know what people love more than, well, you know, let me just say, people love comfort. They love their routine. So do you. There are very few people that really like change. I mean, even the people that like change, they have to adjust quickly. And there's a routine that they like too. I'm a person, I can accept change instantaneously. But I do like my routine. And I know how to adjust the change because I've always, you know, it's like being a fighter. You don't know what the other guy's going to throw. You have to make a quick adjustment. But let me tell you, the majority of people in the world like their routines. They want to get up in the morning. They want to put on their socks and shoes, their uniform, their clothes, whatever. Go to work. Go to lunch with the girls. Take a walk around the building. Is there exercise? They want to get home. They start their cooking. They turn on their favorite show. Whatever. I don't know what your routine is. But you want a routine. And you know what Biden says? No, no, no. Stay in. No, you can go out. You can have a mask here. No, you can't have a mask. You better get a shot. But people are dying. And people have all these questions. Is this shot safe? Why are you forcing it on me? And you should be thanking yourselves, conservatives, because you are the reason he's struggling. It's that it's media like us. That's you listen to me, you go listen to other people. I don't know if you listen to Stu Peters. Stu is one of my favorite dudes. He's talking about, he had Dr. Jane Ruby on. We're going to talk about this. And she says a Delta pilot died in midair because of this vaccination. I'm going to give you some information about this stuff you never heard and give you some stats to think about. But is commercial flying even safe anymore? You saw, I talked the other day about Southwest Airlines, and I got a little bit more detail around it. But the strike, they say, was FAA, but according to sources now, they're going, nope, it was union. The union was like, oh, you want to play some games? You want a mandate? We got to get a shot. Let us show you what could happen. And now, let me just give you a little whisper. I can't tell you the sources, but I'll tell you this. Other airlines are going, uh-oh, we better take a look at these policies. See, they gave a warning to all the airlines with the disruption. Trust me, it's coming. So you're revolting. Anyway, let's go on. Talking about this Biden thing. So they give Biden, these participants in this Pennsylvania, there was a group of Democrats, Pennsylvania Democrats, and they were giving a poll, a focus group on Biden, C minus or less, all of them. So I keep telling you guys, when you see the poll that says Biden is 53% or 40%, Biden is not in the 40-somethings of people accepting this guy. Don't believe that lie. One woman said she wanted to buy a car, but supply chain issues were delaying new shipments to the dealership. Another man complained about understaffed restaurants. You having this problem? I was at a restaurant. It was an airport restaurant. And the lady was so rude. And I pull up next to this couple and they go, get ready. They were like, she doesn't even care about her job. It's almost like she says, y'all can't even fire me. It was a big old white lady. And she said, wait. And she had no bedside manner. I'll tell you that. Anyway, more Biden slide issues when we get back. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. New COVID cases, hospitalizations, and deaths continue to trend downward, according to CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky. The average daily deaths across the United States is around 1,400. We have liftoff as actor William Shatner launches into space.
After being delayed for a day for weather, the Blue Origin's New Shepard flight has launched from West Texas.
5, 4, command engine start, 2, 1.
Traveling just over 351,000 feet from the launch pad, the booster rocket returned safely with a perfect landing. The capsule, with the astronauts, including William Shatner, deployed 3 parachutes and landed perfectly as well at 11 a.m. Eastern.
How about that, guys?
How about that, guys? That was unlike anything they described.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News. The United States with a big announcement regarding our northern and southern borders.
The U.S. planning to reopen its land borders to fully vaccinated Canadians and Mexican citizens. As a senior administration official has told reporters, travel restrictions will be eased next month for America's neighbors visiting for non-essential reasons. That will be expanded in early January to any fully vaccinated foreign traveler crossing the land borders. The border restrictions have been in place since the start of the pandemic. Filing from our New England Bureau for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
There may be some benefit to administering a Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine booster shot. That's according to the staff at the FDA, which released its thoughts on the inoculation. They say there may be some merit to giving folks another dose 2 months after they get their initial shot. The J&J booster will be discussed at a meeting on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You gotta be saying to yourself, Democrats, did you think you were gonna put a demented fool in office replacing one of the best presidents in history, and you weren't gonna have to pay for that? You were gonna steal an election and replace a competent person with a moron, and there would be no fallout. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, to you listening to. A focus group in Pennsylvania is talking about Biden. They've all given him a C- or less. This is all Democrats. There's not a Republican on it. But Sarah Longwell is a moderate Republican strategist. I don't even know what they call it. Just she's a rhino. And here's what she said. Now she was a supporter of Biden in 2020, and she led this focus group of Democratic voters. And she says, there's a malaise. People don't feel like their lives have been improved. They did sort of feel that promises aren't being kept. Surprise, surprise, surprise. Your promises aren't being kept by a professional, almost 5-decade-long politician who is a racist, a misogynist, a sexist, a xenophobe, and also suffers from dementia, and you think he's going to keep his promises. Wow. A malaise, she says. Nearly 9 months into office, Biden and his team contend that the ravages of the pandemic are starting to recede due to his actions. This is why they won't give you numbers. They won't tell you how many people have gotten it, how many people. Where are those, all those deaths that used to get reported? All that money that was being made? Because, see, you can't feed the beast. You can't say, hey, hospitals, here's $39,000 when you declare a death. And hospitals are like, hey, he came in with asthma. Let's put a pillow over his head and call it COVID and get that $39,000. And then let's not report the number. Because you got to report the number to get the booty, baby. That's their problem. Everything that they do is counterintuitive to what they need. Now, see, if they were just genuine and said, we really want to get a handle on this, stop counting fake stuff. You're not getting any more money. And doctors, you know, if you're going to play the game, you're going to play it right. So get people healed so we can stop the deaths and stop reporting about this stuff. And, you know, if they were really legitimately looking for this, they could find a way out. But they aren't legitimately trying to solve the problem. Let me ask you, do you think they're legitimately trying to solve the problem of gun control? You know, crime? No. Do you think they're legitimately trying to solve the problem of this so-called theoretical racism that exists? Police, violence that occurs to black people, etc.? If they want to solve these problems, let me tell you, these problems are easy to solve. Get rid of Democrats. It's that easy. All these problems exist in the theoretical utopian world of Democrats. Show me where the Democrats live. I will show you these problems. I will show you these problems not being solved. Donald Trump says, I'll send troops to Chicago. I'll protect your black people. Oh, don't you dare come in here and talk about protecting my black people when we want to watch black people kill other black people left and right so we can complain about the racism and the police brutality and all the other things. See, these are made up problems of the left. And you can't solve made up problems when you're the one that's the squeaky wheel. Oh, my goodness, look at all these problems we have. Oh, wait a minute. It's us. And we have a white Democrat fool, a clown of a president that we can't blame for the problems. This is why Donald Trump may be a 2024 shoe-in. They need somebody to point the finger at. Where's that rich white Republican when you need him? You guys ever read my article, Why America Needs a Rich White Republican President? You should read it. It got heck of press. Megyn Kelly covered it on Fox when she was on there, etc. And the reason is you have to have a scapegoat, somebody to blame. The Democrats don't have that. And so let me ask you this. How are you going to fight this woo flu? The guy in charge now wants to take responsibility for the vaccines, pushing it out, forcing mandates. How are you going to make people do that when the backfire is, why are you forcing us to do this? You were saying Trump was a dictator. Look at what you're doing. They said, they point to polling showing strong support for his legislative agenda, anchored by physical infrastructure, social and climate spending packages. They note how rare it's been for the Democrat lawbreakers to break ranks, even during this current difficult period. But Biden's standing with Americans has plummeted, with his average approval rating dropping by nearly 15 points since late June. He's seen a drop among Democrats and even more with Republicans, but the decline has been particularly steep among independent voters. In the same time period, Biden scrambled to salvage his domestic initiative and infighting among Democrats over the size and sequencing. He has presided over a chaotic and deadly withdrawal from Afghanistan and faced criticism for his response to the inhumane treatment of Asian migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border. But it's the pandemic that looms over it all, making it more difficult for the White House to turn back the slide. So this strategist who was doing the focus group or whatever, she said she was struck by how similar the concerns of Democrats sounded to Republicans, and how also by how little Democrats in her surveys blame Republicans for standing in Biden's way. Just for the record, that is the new mantra. The Republicans are the reason Joe Biden can't get his agenda. That's what they said about Obama, right? But see, let me explain. You could probably sell that nonsense to the people in the country at the time of Obama because he was an affirmative action baby black Jesus president. So, and he also had, you know, panache. And he'd come on and say, well, you know, there are people out there that don't like the way my name sounds. And, you know, they want to blame black men. You know, and he pulls a race card, and he does it with enough eloquence where people went, man, why don't we just give him a chance? Leave him alone. You know, I mean, come on. He's a brother, and we've got to stand up for the black man. And, you know, so you got all these white enablers, and, of course, black folks like, man, leave brother alone, man. Shoot, white people been doing this stuff. White people been got us here. Let a black man have a shot. So they were like, give him 4 more years. Let him do his thing. And they did. But he had all the accoutrement for people to do that. He was black. He was young. He was supposedly the smartest guy ever. And black folks wanted him. Even conservative Republicans are like, well, I mean, come on, let's give the guy a shot. I mean, after all. You like my voices for the different people?
So they give the dude a shot. He blows it. Well, you know what? The muscle memory of old baby black Jesus blowing it hasn't gone unnoticed in the Democrats going, we went 4 more years with that clown, and he was competent. I mean, he had a working brain. He wasn't competent. Let me take that back. But he had a working brain. What do you think Captain Demento is going to do if we give him another 4 years? So they're scared. And they are right to be scared. Because now the Democrats sound like the Republicans, and they are not blaming Republicans for standing in the way. You know who's standing in the way of the Biden agenda? I know I'm starting to sound ethnic. You know who's standing in the way of the Biden agenda? Don't y'all make me get ethnic up in here. But do you know who's standing in the way of Biden's agenda? Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin. Democrats are standing in the way of Biden's agenda. It's not some mean-spirited Republicans. I mean, the Republicans are going to stand in the way. That's their job. The reason why he can't get this thing passed in the Senate is because of 2 Democrats. Thank you, Kyrsten Sinema. I told the guy on the radio show that I said, we need to thank Kyrsten Sinema. Well, let's not jump to conclusions. I said, look, we're going to disagree with her on a lot of stuff. But if the Democrats keep hounding her, she's either going to crack to the pressure. But if we say, you know what, Senator Sinema, while we disagree with you on lots of things, when you do the right thing and stand up for principle, we support you. That's going to mean a lot to her. It's easy to be a detractor. Anyway, this article, they go, Biden and Democrats in Washington, quote, are in a morass of fighting over each bill, over each other. Fighting with each other over bills that nobody knows what's in. It just looks like a cluster. That's what this rhino Republican strategist said after interviewing Democrats who said, we don't like what's going on here. Now, here's the issue with the Democrats. Joe Biden's fate, and this is people know this. I'm not saying anything that's not new, that's new here. They know that Wu Flu is what Joe Biden has cast his fate on. And I don't know who's pulling the strings, but what they don't understand is the collectivism of America. When we get together and we get upset, we will fight you, and we will fight you. There will be an insurrection. Southwest Airlines felt it because the union went, oh, you're going to try to impose this on us? Let us show you the strength of the people. Now, I will tell you, this made me go, way to go, unions. See, that's the type of union activity that truly protects the employee that people like me can get behind. Probably you as well. They showed them. There's going to be more of that. When we come back, I want to talk about how Hollywood has to step in to help Joe Biden, because that's what the left do when they get their backs against the wall.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. 1, visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. And 2, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
For those of you who are worried, you're like, oh, Kevin, what's going to happen in 2022 and 2024 going forward with all the cheating and all these other things? You either need an attorney or you need God. See, both of those are the reasons why you don't need to worry. If you've got a legitimate attorney and somebody bothers you, I'll just call my attorney. Welcome back, everybody. If you have a firm belief in a higher power, which I do, then you say, I put it in the hands of the Lord. Because let me tell you, be careful what you wish for, is what I would say to the Democrats who decided they were going to cheat their way into an election, and they elected a clown, a bozo, and they expected good results. I mean, Democrats knew at the time that Joe Biden was running, he was of diminished capacity. He was the worst case scenario. And I want to remind you, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, he was the best they could do. Think about all the other people. The largest, probably one of the largest contingent of competitors in any race, larger than the Republicans in 2016. And the Democrats chose a dang near 80-year-old clown with dementia to put into place. That is a level of desperation they can't talk around. See, I don't need to see Biden's record and statistics and all that. With what you know about Joe Biden, the guy who didn't campaign, couldn't get 60 people to an event, and then they want to convince you that he got 81 million plus votes. He was more popular than Baby Black Jesus in 2008, of statistical impossibility. Donald Trump wasn't in 2016 was not more popular than Barack Obama in 2008. Trump couldn't have beat Obama in 2008, other than he would have probably run a different race. And he would have talked about Obama and said, well, you want this guy? He's done nothing. But if you just leave all things the way they are, Barack Obama was more popular than Trump. Now, Trump surpassed him. He got the legitimate most votes of any president in history, period. Probably close to 80 million. Blew Obama out of the water. And if you don't believe me, if Trump said, I'll do a rally, you do a rally, let's see how many people come. You know who wins that rally, bet. You know who does. So the Democrats have a massive problem on their hands. They have an unpopular guy who was unpopular when he ran. He's even more unpopular now. And the only way that Joe Biden stays in control is through manipulation and these manipulation of stats across the board. Poll numbers, woo flu numbers, economic numbers, etc. If there wasn't some shot caller back there saying, look, we didn't create any jobs. But let's at least say we created 300,000 or 200,000. Well, we needed to create 500,000. Well, we can't say that it went negative. We can't say that. We can't say people are dying of the vaccine. We can't say that the Wu flu is a scam and that we never should have been giving this money away. We can't say that, you know, we got everybody out of Afghanistan. What can you point at to say, oh my gosh, Joe Biden is he's an amazing guy. What did he promise college kids? He's going to get rid of all their student loans. He's going to pay all their bills. That's the same thing Obama promised.
We need to move my money over here, and we can do all this. Look, don't pay attention to what I say. Just listen to me say it. Look at me. Look how cute I am.
And that's supposed to do it, right? Joe Biden doesn't even have that. You look at him. They showed a video of this dude, man. I swear, he looks like Dead Man Walking. He looks like Mr. Burns on The Simpsons. So now they got to bring out the heavyweights. So George Clooney comes out and he says that it's all Trump's fault. By the way, this is going to be the new mantra. It's Trump's fault. It isn't going to play. And they're very concerned because we're coming to the end of the year and we're going to have an absolute horrible retail season. Why can I tell you this? Because they can't get anybody to make product. Even if they could, you're not going to buy it because you don't know if your job is going to be there. You don't know if the same opportunity exists. Why? Because they're playing games with WooFlu. Here's what I'm trying to tell you, folks. As a strategist, you can't have a strategy that implodes on itself. You want people to stay home, but you need them to go to work. See, that doesn't work. So anyway, Clooney comes out and there's a reporter. He says, you're a man, slightly. I love this. I didn't hear the clip because it wouldn't play, but I'm reading it. You're a man, slightly. You're a Democrat, but you're slightly to the left, as it were, in American politics. You're a friend of President Biden. You've known him for a long time. And looking at his poll numbers, which are really quite bad at the moment, things have gone wrong. What would you say about what's happened to the White House since he's taken over and what's happened to America since he's taken over? That's a great way to put it, taken over, because it was a coup. So Clooney's asked this question, and here's what he says. Well, I mean, it's, you know, you can't. It's like taking a battered child and thinking he's going to, everything's going to be okay. And, you know, his first day of school. I swear, I'm reading this in the way that it's written. I don't know how he said it because I couldn't play the clip. But he says, there's a lot of things that have to be repaired. You know, there's a lot of healing that has to happen, and it's going to take time. And let me stop there because I'm going to finish in a second. What Clooney wants you to believe is that when Donald Trump was taken, let me put it this way. Clooney wants you to believe that the battered child wasn't stolen back by his crackhead father. That's what he wants you to believe. See, Donald Trump adopted the battered child. And it was a battered black baby that he got from Barack Obama. And he says, I'll take care of you. And he was raising this child the same way he raises Barron, in the lap of luxury. This child did not know that he wasn't a Trump, even though his skin color was different. And Joe Biden got out of jail and decided he was going to steal his crackhead son back. And that is the best metaphor. But Joe Clooney wants you to, whatever his name is, what's his name? George Clooney. George Clooney wants you to believe that Joe Biden is rescuing the crackhead child. No, he's not. He's a crackhead, or the kid that's living, you know, is a battered child. No, he's not. Joe Biden is a crackhead who battered the child, and he's stealing him back. And so Clooney goes on. Poll numbers come up and down. I would expect them to go back up again. You know, Donald Trump's numbers went up and down. See, Clooney wants you to believe that Donald Trump's movement up and down was based on his policies. Donald Trump's movement up and down was based on Democrats' manipulation and what they wanted you to think about him. They're doing the same thing right now with Biden. They are trying to move the numbers up. And you should give yourselves a hand, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and others. You should give yourselves the biggest hand, because what you're doing is saying there is nothing this guy does that works. I'm not listening to your media. I'm not playing on your social media. How many of you now get your news from Facebook? You know, mostly from Facebook, mostly from Twitter, mostly from the left-wing news. The majority of us have now pretty much weaned ourselves off. For me, it's like football. I don't miss it at all. Occasionally I'll see a highlight and go, oh, that's pretty cool. And I turn away and go, oh, what? Look over there. I mean, I'm chasing the yarn down the street because I don't care about football. There are 50,000 other things I'd rather do. And that's what these poll numbers are showing, is that you're going, you're not snowing me. I'm not going to listen. I'm not paying attention. And by the way, I talked about a focus group earlier that was dedicated to Democrats. It wasn't Republicans. There was no Republican in sight. And it gave Joe Biden C minus or less. How many of them do you think gave him a D or an F? They don't have the numbers, but they did. So anyway, the reporter says, yeah, he's still there. Yeah, prowling around the rhododendrons. Yeah, talking about Trump. So Clooney goes on. Yeah, you know, he's going to be a factor for a while. It's so funny because, you know, he was just this knucklehead. I knew him before he was, you know, a president. He was just a guy who was chasing girls. You know, every time you went out, he'd come over and be like, what's the name of that girl? You know, that's all he was. And the idea that there's this whole group of people, you know, that think that he's a champion, of which he certainly can't stand in real life. But you know, he's, what did they finish with? He's going to, you know, he's going to play this out a while, and we'll see where we go with it as a country. My hope is we have a little better sense than to do that again. My hope. So he's blaming a billionaire for coming over saying, who's that girl? Okay, guys, let's just play a little game. Has anybody ever come to you and said, hey, man, who's that? My hand's up. Most guys have gone over and said, who's that girl? Wow. and you've probably done it more than once. And what Clooney wants you to believe is that a billionaire playboy didn't go, I mean, that look at how out of character that was. Joe, do you think Clooney ever went over and said, who's that? I got to leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.